Sagt der Mishnah weiter. Sechtes Bava Basra, Perig Peis, Mishnah Ches. Marchikin Goyrin. Just like you have to move away a tree, you have to move away a threshing floor. That's where they pile up the grain. Then the grain that's threshed is tossed into the air, and the wind blows it away. This time you remember this from the Malach of Zayra when we learned Shabbos. The lighter, like shells, blow away. The heavier grain falls back to the threshing floor. Now, there's two kinds. When you have small piles, so the wind carries off the shells, and the rest lies on the ground. When you have big piles, so they use pitchforks and they use shovels to toss it up into the air. That's called a goyren kfuah, where they're using the tools. Now, when you have these big piles of tfuah, and you have workers that shovel it and throw it up into the air, so some of this chaff, it's called, the pieces that blow off, obviously, there's so much that it's going to blow into people's eyes. It's not comfortable. You'll find pieces in your hair. Memela, we don't want this near a city. So marchikin, you have to distance. Goyrin kavua, an established goyrin, pile of tfuah, in the air from the city, chamishim amba, by at least 50 amis. For that matter, zakta mishna vaiter, lo yasa otam, a person shouldn't set up, goyrin kavua, again, a kavua, a permanent threshing floor, where you mamish lift it up with shovels, betoich shaloi, even within his own property. El imkain, unless Yeshla, he has chamishim amma, 50 amas of open space, l'chol ruach, surrounding on all sides. Vaiter, says the Mishnah, what is the reason for this? Because this way, if there are 50 amas of empty space, umarchik, he's separating, he's distancing the shells or the chaff or the little pieces that are blowing away from his tvuah. He's separating them min tiyosav shel chaveiroi, from his friends planting, umineiroi, or from his plowed field, kidei shel hayazik, so that it shouldn't damage them. The shell of the tvuah near the city causes it to go into people's eyes. Near someone's field or near someone's plant, there's no chash of it getting into the eyes of the plant, but it does a different kind of damage. With the plants, it dries them out. With the fields, it acts as a fertilizer. No, isn't that good? Don't we want to fertilize our fields? And the answer is yes, but there has to be a certain amount. If you put down too much fertilizer, it harms the tfuah that grows. So again, we learned in our mission that we separate a large threshing floor, one that used mammoth shovels for, from a city 50 amas. It shouldn't blow into anyone's eyes. In his own property, it should be 50 amas of airspace around and around. And the reason is, that's how the Batanura explains it, the reason is you want to make sure that it doesn't get into the young plants or the plowed field of his friend, because it'll cause damage to them.